tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
TV. Happy Wednesday to you all. Thank you for joining us. If you guys are watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to us and comment down below. If you are listening on iTunes, make sure to rate us 5 stars and comment as well. And we are also on SoundCloud. You can find all of us on Twitter, and you can find me at Heather Joy Smith along with my co-host.
Hey guys, you can find me at underscore Michelle Fee.
Hey everyone, you can find me at Britta underscore Garso.
Hey guys, you can find me at Carly underscore Garso.
And as we said, this is the after show for Young and Hungry, and tonight's episode is Young and Munchies, which it could have been Young and High as well.
Yeah.
Seemed to be a theme throughout the entire episode, which I guess food and getting high kind of go hand in hand.
Kind of.
Steven is like, yeah. So Young and Munchy it is. In tonight's episode, we started out with Gabby and Sophia kind of like reflecting on their careers and where they're at their life. Come on, people, they're only 23 years old.
I know.
And they're like, we are not successful yet.
Like, we're already, what'd they say?
Like we're has-been.
Yeah.
Like, you're 23, you're not nothing been.
It's like, just because one person they went to school with is really successful at their age, they think that they're not successful. Like, Gabby's a chef, like a personal chef.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of feel like it's relatable nowadays just because so many people get successful to like a point at such a young age.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, oh, I can kind of understand where they're coming from. Like, you would think by 25 you would be where you want to be in life, but it doesn't work that way sometimes. Like,
yeah, exactly. Not everybody can be Mark Zuckerberg's.
Yeah.
You know, billionaires at age 30.
Yeah, exactly.
Darn for all of us. But, you know, I think in their own right, they're very successful at 23 years old. I mean, not many like recent college grads can, like you guys said, be a successful chef for. You know, Josh is one of those Mark Zuckerberg types, you know, like, so being a chef for him, that's pretty successful.
Yeah, you play, like, a pretty important role in his life.
Well, I always thought if I did a job like that, wouldn't you want to work for, like, a family or a person instead of a company?
Exactly.
So I feel like that's what a lot of people strive to do, and she's already doing that at 23.
And since Josh is such a great boss and he's so flexible, she can do other things to, like, broaden her career, I guess.
Exactly.
And so she's in a really good place. Like, totally. What I wouldn't give to, like, be someone's personal chef.
Right. And it looks like she can live comfortably in San Francisco.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Being able to even live in San Francisco.
You live on the outskirts of it.
Yeah. And it was kind of nice to see Sophia, you know, kind of getting a glimpse into what her daily life is like, because we weren't really ever introduced to her career, I don't think, at least.
I'm still kind of confused, though.
I think she's an assistant.
I think so, too, but, like, what firm does, like, she work at?
Probably just a law office type firm, I would assume. I'm not, they didn't really go too deeply into it, which I would have liked them to since they went there, but at least we're getting a little bit more
detail.
Detail.
We saw her boss.
We saw her boss.
Well, she dreamed it, but I think it was him.
Yeah, I think it was him.
Yeah, it would have had to be.
Yeah. That's interesting that you said, because I'm thinking, well, her boss is at this pot shop, but then it was a dream. So I'm wondering.
But it probably is still her boss she's dreaming about.
Yeah, that's true. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Also, tonight's episode, Elliot and Yolanda, their paychecks get mixed up. And I just love them. They're so cute.
They're so opposite. Funny.
But I think that is very interesting, the fact that Yolanda and Elliot are making such big wage gaps. But I get it, because Yolanda is so much of the outgoing type, and so she, you know, isn't afraid to speak her own mind, where, as we saw today, Elliot really has a hard time.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I was surprised. And I thought it'd be the other way around.
That the publicist would make more than a housekeeper.
No, but, and I thought Elliot would be more assertive in getting a raise than Yolanda.
Exactly. I think Yolanda's pretty assertive.
Yeah. But publicists have to be assertive to get their clients' publicity. So it's shocking that he, maybe it's like when it comes to himself, he can't ask for things for himself, but he's not afraid to ask for things for Josh.
He really loves
it. And he explained the whole backstory with his dad and everything, so I guess it made sense.
Yeah. Also, this episode, we got to see Josh and his feelings for Gabby that are still very apparent.
Mm-hmm. They're lingering, like, but I think they're dwindling.
Do you think at the end where he, like, gave her that advice?
It's like a light bulb went off.
Yeah. Like, he's kind of, like, getting over it now?
No.
No?
I don't think he's going to. I think he's on the road. But, like, I think he needed that, like, mindset that something better is going to come along in order to get over her. So now. Right.
But it kind of made me sad because I felt like it was, like, foreshadowing him being in a relationship. And I don't want that.
But I feel like the end game is going to be them anyway.
Yeah, so that's true.
They might as well have a little fun, right?
Yeah. So it's only been 3 or 4 weeks since Josh's wedding was called off. And he's already had Jilly come into the picture. Mm-hmm. So I feel like with Josh at this point, you had a failed wedding ceremony. You had Jilly. That didn't work out. You clearly have feelings for Gabby.
Right.
Why don't you just stop with the dating?
I know. I totally agree. I think
he will, though. I don't think that he's really going to date much on this season.
But he is, like, the perfect type of person that would date because he has his career together, he's successful, he has time.
Exactly.
So, in his mind, I think that it would be, like, refreshing for him to take a break from dating. But he has, like, all the means to date, so I think it would be hard for him not to.
That's such a good point that you bring up because, yeah, a lot of times guys are like, well, I'm trying to, like, go after my career.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do all these goals. He's already there. Mm-hmm.
And he's 30, right?
He's 30.
Yeah, so he's probably ready.
He's ready, I think. And I feel like the young and hungry writers are probably like, he can't be single for too long. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to introduce somebody else because he's always been with somebody. And so they kind of need that character coming in again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess he's just a catch. So, like, for him to be single would be a little
unrealistic.
Yeah. I'm curious what they're going to come up with, like, going forward, how they're going to, you know, introduce him dating again. And
I know. I hope it's someone we like. We've never liked any of his girlfriends.
But I wonder if that's on purpose because they want us to like him and Gabby. Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting.
I don't know.
I feel like he doesn't have a certain type, so it'd be kind of hard to, like.
Well, he likes the bimbo type.
Yeah, he likes, like, the spoiled.
True. Well, was Jilly spoiled?
No, she's not. And she was smart, so.
Yeah.
But she was still kind of a diva.
She was a deep, and she was kind of, like, ditzy. Like, she's brain smart, but I think, like, common sense, she wasn't quite there.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of what's her face was, too.
Caroline.
I can't remember
her name.
I totally had a blank moment there. I mean, she, I think, like, she was, like, rich and probably had brain smart, but not really street.
Brain smart.
Brain smart. Intellectual.
And
whatever.
Like, brain smart's a good one.
Brain smarts.
Yeah. I like that.
But she's stupid.
Oh, do you mean, like, book smart?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm like, brain smart. There's another word for that.
Sorry. Book smart.
It's okay.
But I won't say street smart because that's not the right, like, you know.
Right.
She's just stupid, like, when she talks.
You're right.
Which you're right. I'm sounding like right now, too, because I can't get book smart out.
I like brain smart. It makes a lot of sense.
Brain smart. I don't know. I just made it up. Sorry, guys.
It'll be a new thing.
You're innovative.
Yeah. Thank you.
So funny.
You think we would have had some of her food tonight.
Her pot quiches.
Yeah, I didn't know they were
till the end. I thought they were like little cupcakes or something.
Yeah, I thought they were cupcakes or like something eggy. Because they were yellow.
Well, that is quiche.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. Never mind.
They're just
A. It's okay, you're not brain smart.
I'm not.
So let's can talk about tonight. Her cooking tonight because Logan Rawlings came back into the scene tonight, who is played by Ashley Tisdale, one of the executive producers, High School Musical. Everybody knows that.
She's the best.
She's beautiful. Best.
She's so pretty. And so Logan Rawlings is the successful girl who came out of Gabby and Sophia's high school. She is, you know, what is it, the chief editor, the owner of the magazine.
I don't think she went to their high school, though.
Oh, she didn't?
I think they just met through Elliot.
Oh, somebody else.
Yeah, they just met through Elliot, I think.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. I was thinking of the lips.
Was that?
Yeah. Another girl. So, you know, she's very successful. Gabby reaches out to her and says, you know, let me see if I can write you a blog, write something on food. Mm-hmm. And she's spewing off all these things, and I don't think she meant to say pot cakes, but
it sounded like she said hotcakes.
I think she meant hotcakes too, but it came out potcakes for Logan. And she's like, did you say potcakes? She's like, sure. Mm-hmm. So she has the task to then go and make food that, you know, you can't taste the pot in. And and apparently she's very successful because everyone got high this episode.
They were super strong.
So funny, they just passed out in the laundry.
Yeah, that was the weird thing, is everyone passed out in the laundry.
Yeah. And I also felt really bad that Josh didn't wake her up.
I know.
Yeah. Like, why would he? Wouldn't he be looking for her?
But then Gabby didn't wake up Sophia, so I think that...
That was at 10 a.m. That's a little more understandable. Like, this was in the middle of the day, and she said she had been napping for 5 hours. Josh didn't wonder where she was.
I assumed he didn't know she was in there.
Well, it seemed like he did, because at the end when they were talking, like, he was like... Or she was like, yeah, no boss would let you sleep in the laundry room for 5 hours during work. And he was like, yeah, they wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. So I felt kind of bad that he didn't wake her up.
I know.
Unless it was so strong that she couldn't wake up.
True.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that even possible?
I don't know.
I don't either.
But selfishly, I wonder if Josh didn't wake her up because he wants to keep her all to
himself.
That's
true. Mm-hmm. Subconscious.
Yeah. And so he was like, I'm just going to let her sleep.
That would be a total bummer for her.
I know. Well, she missed out anyways.
True.
Which, lesson learned.
Yeah. When I kind of saw that, you know, the whole food article thing was coming around in this episode, I was wondering if they were going to kind of bring up that Gabby was going to start her own blog. Because as you guys know, The Real Gabby has a blog, Broke Ass Gourmet. And so I kind of thought maybe they were going to be introducing that into
that
it,
would be great.
You know? So I'm curious if maybe that will come back next episode, or if they'll just kind of wash over that again and that was that. But I think that would be a nice way to tie in the real Gabby's personal life.
I agree. That would be a really nice spin on it.
And it's weird because this was the first episode they mentioned that Gabby could even write.
Yes.
Up until now, I had no idea that she said she could. Like, she told Sophia, like, I could write this stuff, but...
But I don't.
But we never like, heard about her being a good writer or anything, so...
Exactly. Yeah. Which is not something that we would think.
Yeah. Because she's a little, like, just fun and a little ditzy. Yeah. Like,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And she's a good chef, and that's what she sticks to. But if she has these other talents, she might as well put them to use.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Which I still think would be a great idea for her to find somewhere to write
column
on food.
I think so, too.
Maybe she'll come back around. Maybe. I don't know. We can hope.
Yes.
And I love the fact that Sophia and Gabby both, and Elliot, I guess, all three of them had these dreams, which we didn't know while the dreams were going on that they were fake. You know, that
they did a good job.
They did a great job.
I didn't know any until Josh took off his clothes. He's dreaming.
Oh my God, no, that would have been so funny if that was real, though.
I know.
You're right.
But, like, where did the spotlights come from?
I thought about that.
Like,
I was like,
secretly, like, a disco fan.
Yeah, I was like, Josh has a disco ball that just hangs and comes down. And
yeah.
For his strip sessions?
Yeah. That would be kind of random if your boss is just like, let me take off my shirt and my pants.
Yeah, it would be. Just a little odd, but Elliot liked it.
Elliot loved it. I love as soon as Yolanda woke him up, he's like, so Josh didn't take off his shirt and dance?
She's like, no.
No. And I still don't make more than you? No. Sorry.
I know, that was the sad part. Yeah. I'm like, Elliot needs a raise.
Hopefully he'll be able to ask in the next episode or something.
Yeah, or Josh will just offer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or they just won't touch on it again, and we'll just hope for the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're right. Wait, he did get a raise at the end, didn't he?
I thought that was part of the dream.
I think it was part of the dream.
That's part of the dream.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I know. So
you guys are when so it happened, good. I wrote down, I was like, everything good was a lie.
Dang it.
Two exclamation points.
Man, I hope he gets a raise.
I know, like, well, like, the note cards that he used were all, like, perfectly planned, so I thought it was real, too.
I know, that's why I'm getting confused.
And it was such
now.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't talk. Mm-hmm. I know.
But I would have loved to see him try the recording thing in front of Jack.
That would have been so fun. That was so terrible with the cat. I'm wondering if they will take the ideas from their dreams, like, going to the pot shop and offering the owner whatever, you know, the baking goods or whatever. And then if Elliot actually does the car thing, it would be interesting if they did that in the next. They probably would never do that, but it would be funny.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I was happy for Sophia, too.
Yeah. I was, too.
That was so perfect.
But it is also kind of fun to watch their characters, like, not like, kind of like struggle through their 20s, because, like, that's what most people do.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to find success, like, overnight.
But I also feel like in this show, and, like, same with Two Broke Girls, like, when, at the end when she goes, oh, the plastic utensils and ketchup packets missed
you. Funny.
Like, they're not that poor.
Yeah.
Like,
No. When I go to, like, Jack in the Box and stuff, I, like, hoard their ranch because it's really good.
I don't like their ranch, actually.
Oh, my gosh. It's the only place I like their ranch.
Wyatt, you're crazy.
Yeah. Like, I don't like the kind at the grocery stores or anything like that.
It's
no.
It's too thick.
It's too thick for me. I don't know.
I like having sriracha.
Oh, yeah.
To the buttermilk ranch. It's really good.
Well, they have that sriracha sauce now.
Oh, they do.
At Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
They do now.
Sorry, we are not plugging Jack.
No, I am. I love Jack. Yeah, no, go to Jack. They got rid of Pizza Bites 2 years ago, and I'm still mad about it, but I love them.
Pizza Bites?
Yeah, they were great.
What?
Yeah, they went and get, like no other. They were just here and gone.
We still keep talking every week that we want to make something that Gabby has made on her blog and make it here, but I keep running out of time, guys.
I know.
We fail.
One week. People. And I really want to make those grilled cheese sandwiches with the truffle cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Oh. It's got to be so easy. It's from Trader Joe's. Just got to go get the cheese and then make it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put it on my to-do list this weekend. We'll see.
I should put on my to-do list.
Same.
What if we all just, like, brought in grilled cheeses?
It'd be, like, a huge pile of
like,
grilled cheese.
Like, who did it better?
I think it might be fun, though, if we each took a recipe off of her website.
Oh, yeah.
And then made it, and then took pictures, and we could share them with everybody.
Yeah, that's true. Because it'd be easier than trying to make it, like, before we come here.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hmm. We'll let you all know if we'll decide to do that.
We'll get on that.
Let's talk real quick about Josh and Gabby at the very end. Their kind of little talk that they had. It was interesting because Josh was trying not to say, like, yes, like, you're the one that I, you know.
Yeah. That I like.
That I like, and I'm trying to get over you. But she's, like, has no clue that this is all going on.
So oblivious.
Also, though, when he was talking about, like, being, like, losing something that you were so close to and, like, being a failure.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was weird how Gabby didn't question, like, oh, like, what are you
when
talking
did this happen
about?
To you?
Yeah. Because he's so successful.
Exactly.
And, like, so, obviously he's talking about a relationship, but, like, she's so oblivious.
She could have been talking about Caroline.
I mean,
like,
True.
I also was thinking, I found it really endearing that she went to him for advice about how to fail, basically, because she, like, trusts his opinion that much. I just felt like that was really sweet.
Yeah.
I think she also feels like because he is so successful, maybe he does have great advice because he can help her because he
has the experience
behind it. Yeah. And like he told her, maybe there is something better out there for you because maybe in his career or in his personal life, maybe he wanted something, but something else came along that he didn't quite want, but ended up being better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
So, who knows? I mean, I don't know.
That's a good
we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I just, every time these little personal conversations come up, I'm like, Josh, just tell her you love
her. I know. Mm-hmm. Be a man.
Be a man.
Step up.
Just spit it out.
What did she call Cooper? Her, Cooper, Cooper Bear?
Cooper, Cooper Bear.
No.
No.
Stop.
Gag.
No.
I can't with that.
No, we need to go.
Let's get into some predictions.
Okay.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Do you want to go first this time, since I always go first?
She's putting me in the
hot seat. She wasn't.
Hey, she did.
Carly, what the come down?
I don't want to steal everyone's ideas by the time it gets to someone else.
No.
Totally. That's why I go last. Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
I think we are going to be introduced to a new female that will possibly be a romance character for Josh in the next episode. I think the writers can't not have him have somebody there in that position, because with him wanting Gabby so much, it's going to be awkward. And I think for their relationship's sake, he has to have somebody else there. So I think someone in the next episode, 2 episodes max, is going to be reintroduced. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens with that. I think Elliot will get that raise next episode.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And then I'll just throw it out there. I think Gabby should come up with her own blog after this.
Okay. Those are really good predictions.
No, those are good.
Yeah. I think since we're seeing more of Elliot and Yolanda, maybe we'll see more of like a love interest for either of them. Maybe Miguel will come back.
Yeah.
And we love Elliot. And then I feel like this isn't the end of Logan and Gabby's relationship. Like, I think Logan's going to come back and be like, you know, you missed your chance last time, but I'm like prepared, or like so open for you to write something again. Mm-hmm. So maybe something like that, or maybe she'll write her blog for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good. I was thinking kind of along the same lines, but I thought maybe the opportunity with Logan's magazine would inspire her to write her own blog, like just on the side. Like maybe she thought, oh, I really could have been good at this, so I'm just going to do it for fun type of thing. And then maybe from there she'll find success, like if people actually start reading it.
Yeah.
Because I would, like, that's more along the lines of the real story, since she started her own blog. So right. I would like to see that happen, and I would love to see Miguel come back. And I also think that we're going to be introduced to a love interest for Josh, and I think we're going to like her. I think she's going to have a good personality. I just don't see them putting another girl in that role that nobody likes. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be too much.
Yeah.
Same storyline over and over.
Totally.
Right.
I agree.
Okay, I didn't really think that Josh was going to have a love interest, but you guys all made sense. So if he does, I think that she might be the one to help Gabby, like, further her career. Like, I feel like at this point he would only date someone that's, like, intelligent and, like, someone likable.
Yeah.
So, like, hopefully she'd be, like, a friend to Gabby, kind of, like, to mentor her. And then also, I mean, I don't know if this will happen, but, like, I want to see, like, Gabby and Josh, like, go on, like, a trip. Like he has to take her to something. Because I feel like something's only going to happen if they're, like, alone. Mm-hmm. And then it, like, gets, like, awkward. And it could be fun to watch.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't know where they would go. Like, I don't know if he just, like, needs to take an employee and, like, Yolanda or an Elliot can't come to, like, a business trip. So then Gabby has to come. I don't know. It could be cool.
I like it.
I know.
Those are good predictions. Everybody out there who's watching, make sure to tweet us your predictions as well and let us know what you want to happen between Josh and Gabby. Where can they find you on social media, Carly?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carly_Garso.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Britta_Garso.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _MichelleFee.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Joy Smith. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next Wednesday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.